Embattled ASCC Director Holly Bogdanovich has raised the ire of the Associated Students of Cerritos College with a vote of no confidence, which is the beginning phase of removal of office. Accusations of an alleged confrontational attitude towards the student body president and other members of the ASCC. Extended medical absences have led to an arrested development of the ASCC for this semester. Assistant News Editor Cassandra Murray reporting.
Associated students of Cerritos College are disappointed and bothered by the treatment they have received from its director, Holly Bogdanovich, and have passed the bill of no confidence in order to have her removed as the ASCC director. ASCC member Asad Shaw introduced the bill and Senator Jackie Willis seconded it. The bill stressed instances where Bogdanovich displayed confrontational behavior to the ASCC president as well as to other members of the ASCC. Due to the lack of professionalism that has been displayed by this behavior, the ASCC has felt that its duties have not been able to be performed as best as it could have been under a professional and welcoming environment. Members of the ASCC have reported the times where Bogdanovich acted unprofessional to the college president, Linda Lacey. Shaw has said he never encountered Bogdanovich acting this way personally, and that their accusations came to light in the no-confidence bill mostly on hearsay. The introducer of the bill insists that it is nothing personal and that it is in the best interest of the Senate and more of a motion to get the ball rolling.
We introduced the vote of no confidence for the reason that Ms. Holly Bogdanovich, we believed, was not present for our meetings. And people ask for what reason, you know, why it's important for the director to be around. And I give them the analogy that it's kind of like a basketball or a soccer team. Where, you know, if the coach is not present, you know, that makes or breaks a team.
One of the best things, according to Shaw, about Cerritos College is the student body presence the college has compared to the other colleges he has been to. All of the opportunities that come with that strength, he claims, are not being taken advantage of the way they should be, and that starts with leadership.
That's important for the director to take on and, you know, hope that happens.
There was a medical reason for Bogdanovich not being able to attend for part of the year. However, the no-confidence bill passed by the ASCC does not feel that is a valid excuse.
From what I was informed and from what I had seen, the problems were there before the leave of absence. You know, also while she was present in the fall semester of 2011. As far as my personal experiences with Ms. Bogdanovich, she was actually a very kind lady, and I have no personal bouts with her, and that's why, you know, I keep insisting and telling people that this is nothing personal at all. As far as me as a senator and the Senate floor is concerned, it's strictly business.
Shaw went on to say,
though I believe someone's on payroll and they're here to make the experience of college better for the students, that duty should be fulfilled, especially with, you know, the situation, the budget cuts, you know, and as far as how tight it is in school right now, it's very competitive. You know, we definitely need someone who's proactively seeking solutions to the problems we have on campus.
Shaw spoke for the ASCC in saying that they are not working up to their standards and need a director to help guide them to accomplish everything possible to make college a better experience for the students. The bill will be introduced to the Board of Trustees on the May 2nd meeting at 6 p.m. at the Cheryl Eppel Boardroom. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm Assistant News Editor Cassandra Murray.